smartphones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you on this rainy and cloudy day in the state of Minnesota, that is, Wednesday, October 12, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do give us a call. We got a one-hour show. We can take so many calls, so you got to get in while you can. That number is 1-877-807-9977. We're going to be giving away some DVDs, The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol today. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, folks, the Sons of Liberty is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Jake, you want to say hey?
Hey, America, and what we want from you today is, as you call in, we want you to be able to give, those of you that have received the DVDs, if you can give some of your feedback on what happens. What I like to say, and we just had a Constitution class last night, this is what happens when you apply these principles that you're listening to right now, that we all love, we love to talk about, we love to talk about with people that we know. What happens when you introduce them into the public sector? Because that's where we become effective, is when we start putting feet to what we know and what we apply into society.
That's it?
That's all.
It smells good in here, guys. It smells fluffy.
Fluffy?
It really does.
Is it coffee?
No, it's not the coffee. It actually just, did you guys clean or something? It smells really nice in the studio, folks. It's nice to come in here and smell nice things,
that's
right?
That's got
to
be
rather
nice.
Than stinky, sweaty individuals.
Smelling and not just seeing.
Oh, that's so grotesque, Bradley. That's just so gross.
Stinky studios.
Folks, yesterday we talked about the movies, the movie code, warning signs, trying to bar their children from seeing the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for their sins, and how Hollywood seems to promote everything that is illegal according to the Constitution, our constitutional republic, such as they promote murder, adultery, fornication, crime, drug use, cannibalism, sex before marriage is fornication, illicit sex, illegal sex, Satanism, homosexuality, so on and so forth. Folks, in a nutshell, the opposite of who we are and what our godly nation stands for, yeah, that's really what Hollywood likes to promote. Again, yesterday we were talking about the movie code. We talked about the Passion of the Christ. And really what it is, it's highlights and expositions from my high school assemblies that I've done all over the country. We started to get phone calls. People thought they were real smart. I was just having a little fun. I started to ask some questions. I asked one guy yesterday out of Tennessee, can you spell the word shop for me? He spelled the word shop. I said, can you spell it again? He spelled it S-H-O-P. I said, what do you do when you come to a green light? I believe his name was Wayne. And Ronnie from Tennessee,
right,
both of
Ronnie.
Them were, actually. Cool. Thanks for joining us, Ronnie and Wayne. And he said, you stop at a green light. I said, now just stop and think about that, would you, Wayne? Ronnie, you don't stop at a green light, you go at a green light.
Oh!
Folks, now what we're going to do today is we're going to do something similar to that. What I want to do is I want to ask you a question, folks. This is what it is. Spell the word silk out loud for me. If you can answer my question to this question, I'll give you a free prayer that rocked the Capitol. It's a DVD. It will blow you back, and it's exemplification of what it takes to bring about change. And what happens, as Jake was talking about it just a minute ago, what happens when you enter into the public arena and really do stand for our republic? Who comes against you? You'll be amazed. We'll give you a free DVD. If you can spell the word silk out loud for me two times, I will give you the DVD, The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. That number again is 1-877-807-9977. Again, let's see how smart you are. Just having fun. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, let's get back to the next portion of my high school assembly that I've done in 330 high schools. Jake did 30 of them. I did 300 of them. But we did it together, right,
yes,
other guy?
It was a team
effort.
Isn't
that how it works?
I can't play drums.
Well, that's true. You can't talk neither, but you're here,
right? I try to, though. Don't I try really hard? That accounts
guys,
for something,
okay.
Doesn't it?
Victor
trying
Hugo
hard?
Said this. Let's get back to the assembly here. Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. Let me say it again. Where there is darkness, hello, America, crimes will be committed. Yes, they are. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. In other words, Jesus said this, wisdom is justified by their children. And I'm talking about the younger generation. Who is teaching them how to commit the crimes? That's what we're saying here. I'll say it one more time. Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. Now, what we're going to talk about today is republic versus democracy. So
yes.
The other guys are really going to kick in. He's a constitutional scholar. He's a constitutionist, said Michael Peruca.
Ooh,
okay?
I like that.
So let me kick it off real quick. Now, the Bible says this, and I want you to hear this because this will be the premise, the bedrock, as you talk about for the Declaration of Independence. It's our bedrock. Our foundation in this country is it's established on the Mosaic Institution. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, God said, I will also reject you, and you shall be no priest to me. You won't be any. You are not my problem as long as you reject me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, the Ten Commandments, the moral law, not the ceremonial law, he said, I will also forget your children. Now, I don't believe God has forgotten our children, but I can tell you what. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said that when you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. I'll kick it off with this. I'll put a little salt on your tongue, and we're going to come right back with the Sons of Liberty right after this break. Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Let me say that in youth lingo. If a nation expects to be stuck on stupid, you expect what never was and never will be. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-3333. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it, and I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Now, folks, I want you to give me a call. The number is 1-877-807-9977. And I'm just going to ask you a simple question, and I want you to spell the word silk out loud for me. If you can answer what I'm going to put to the question, too, with the word silk, and you answer it right, I will give you a DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. Any conservative, any Tea Party, any Christian, any pastor, listen, let me tell you, you need to see this video because there is a price that it costs you when you take a stand for who we are, not as these politicians who are just going with the flow back and forth, just talking to the people. They're telling you what you want to hear rather than taking a stand. As a matter of fact, I think Rick Santorum is the only one that has taken a moral stand on the issues. Yeah. Bachman's flying way off out in left field, answering everything that the people want to hear. Mm-hmm. Rather than talking about the morality as to what she started out, her first love.
That's right.
As to what she started out doing. She needs to get back to those talking points. But again, my point is Rick Santorum is the only one that's really standing.
Yeah, he's not.
And not that the economy is not important, mm-hmm. but really if you look at him, he's the only one dealing with the moral issues. If you deal with the foundation, the rest of the problems will take care of themselves, folks.
That's right.
That's our problem. We have a problem with politicians lying. We have a problem with our politicians stealing. Now, if you deal with lying and stealing, you're not going to have the economy, economic problems that you're having today.
Yep. Every problem that we have, as far as economics goes, is rooted in morality, and that's as plain and simple as it gets. So we focus on our morality, it corrects the stick, our economy will follow in suit.
Okay, so if you want us to give us a call, answer that question, it's 1-877-807-9977. We got a caller real quick, we'll ask him a question. We'll go ahead and pull him up. We got Wayne from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, sir.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call again.
Are you ready for this, Wayne?
I think so.
Okay, go ahead and spell the word silk out loud for me.
S-I-L-K.
Okay, one more time. Silk.
S-I-L-K.
And what do cows drink? They drink?
Water.
Attaboy.
Nice job.
You know what?
Let me tell you. You guys, the reason I double think and take a second look at what people say is because of what you guys did.
Well, amen. So that's what you got to do.
Wait, Yes, waking people up.
Okay, now let me shoot one at you from the hip, okay? Can you spell the word roast out loud for me?
Roast?
Yep.
R-O-A-S-T?
One more time, spell the word roast.
R-O-A-S-T.
Okay, and what do you put in a toaster? You put...
Well, you put toast, I guess, in a toaster.
No, Wayne.
I thought you said you were going to think about this.
Exactly. You don't put toast in a toaster, Wayne. You put bread in a toaster. But you know what? You got the first one right, so we'll send you a DVD. Thank you for calling in. Again, folks, if you want to go ahead and give it a shake, we'll give you a DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. You can call in at any time within the next hour. That number's 1-877-807-9977. Now, what I'm trying to do, folks, is just basically bring out into the open that in America we have to stop and think about what we're being asked. Because when you drive down the street, you're buying things without knowing the ingredients. When you watch television, you think it's okay until you're in the middle of it. You're being brainwashed on a daily basis, regardless if you know it or not. And if you don't think so, go ahead and give us a call right now, and I'll prove my very point. You just have to stop and think about what I'm asking you. And by the way, they're teaching kids this form of communistic indoctrination into kids, into public schools. Because, for example, I'm asking you the question, spell the word roast out loud for you. So you spell R-O-A-S-T, just like Wayne did from Tennessee. He spells the word out. So what am I doing? Is I'm trying to get him on my talking points by asking him a question. So I ask him again, spell the word roast. R-O-A-S-T. So he's going to give me the answer that I'm looking for when I ask him, so what do you put in a toaster? What did he say? You put toast in a toaster. No, you don't. You have to think about it. And by the way, folks, again, as I rewind just a little bit, this is how kids are being taught in public schools. And a lot of times they're being asked questions. They're given the option, after the question is asked to the student, they're given the option of one or two answers. What if that's not the right answer? Okay, that's indoctrination, folks. That's not legal in this country. And that's it all I'm trying to prove. I'm trying to have a little fun, so don't get mad at me when I expose you for not knowing what you think you already know. And most of the time, people just jump the gun right away. They know the answer, when in fact, when you put the brakes on them, just like I did with Wayne, they don't know the answers. Okay? So that's all I want to do. 1-877-807-9977. Now, right before the break, I told you what Thomas Jefferson... I had rightly said, the third president of the United States, he said if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Listen carefully. I'll say it in youth vernacular. If a nation expects to be stuck on stupid, it expects what never was and never will be. It's that simple. Now let me ask you something, folks. Do we live under a democracy or a republican form of government? Did you know that when we do public schools, did you know that the majority of the students will say that we're a democracy? Did you know that our Pledge of Allegiance states that we're a republic, not a democracy? And what happens in most cases, I'll say, well, if we're a democracy, then say the Pledge of Allegiance for me. Then they'll say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic. And I'll stop them right there and I'll say, what did you say? And then they'll realize right then and there that they didn't have the right answer. A democracy. But folks, isn't it interesting that over the last, 40 years, you've had every president continuously inundate the American people with the fact of our democracy, our democracy, our democracy, our democracy. We're not a democratic form of government. We're a republican form of government. Let me finish the Pledge of Allegiance. To the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, hello, indivisible, which means undividable, not easily broken up, unified, with liberty and justice for all. Liberty is always found in what the law permits, and as a republican form of government, we get that one nation under God, and not theocracy. Let me tell you what the Pledge of Allegiance would be if we were a democracy. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want, right? 51%, they took a poll today, and 51% say this is okay now. No, that's not protecting anybody. Law protects the weak. That's the purpose of law. Okay, a democratic form of government says, oh, what do the people want? Well, what happens if people say, oh, no, we're a democracy? And I say, well, what if 51% of the people said it's okay to kill people like you? Oh, all of a sudden they would do their homework and find out that we're not a democracy, but rather we're a republic that protects people such as that. And praise God for it. And to the democracy I go on, for which it falls, hello, one nation under a dictatorship. What do we have in the White House right now? A wannabe dictatorship with bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. Now, what's interesting is the father of our Constitution, his name was James Madison, and he is, his name still is James Madison. It didn't change. But he said that democracy is the most vile form of government. He goes on, democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence. What are you seeing, America? Contention. What are you seeing, America? They have ever been found incompatible with personal security of personal rights of property. Maybe the Supreme Court should take a lesson on constitutional law when they talk about eminent domain. You know, it's for the good of the people. Now, that's called communism, America. James Madison goes on, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been in their violent deaths. That's a fact. That's what he said of democracy. But again, I just asked you the question. Are we a republic or a democracy? Did you know that President Andrew Jackson rightly said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests? President Chester Allen, he said that there's nothing stable but the Constitution and the Bible. Isn't that interesting? Every president all the way up until the Obama administration has acknowledged that we are a Christian nation. And by the way, just for the record, if he gets it right before he leaves, then we'll acknowledge him in that mix too. Although he's the biggest hypocrite known to mankind. Mm-hmm. I can imagine what his kids think of him.
Yeah.
Daddy, that's not what you said in front of the people. Mm-hmm.
I think we can add to that list a couple presidents in the past as well.
Again, democracy is based on opinion.
Mm-hmm. Emotion, more.
That's right.
Yep.
The republic is based on principle. Again, a republic is based off of law, laws which cannot be changed. As a republic, you have rights given to you by God. As a democracy, you've been given privileges by the state. Jake, do you want to make the distinction between the Republican form of government and the Democratic form of government,
yeah,
speaking state and rights,
yep,
and privileges?
That's right. Some people get confused when we talk about democratic. We have a democratic process in which we vote for elected representatives that then in turn become our policymakers, our lawmakers in Congress. So it's indirect through representation. That's what constitutes a republic. When laws are created, they are fixed and they govern. There is no debating those away. There is no voting on what law should be. Law comes, as we've all acknowledged, and Bradley, as you've acknowledged, and every president has acknowledged, we're a Christian nation. They come from the Judeo-Christian God and the Bible, and that is the bedrock for our Constitution. That's what makes it unchangeable and fixed.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Come on, we want some of you brainiacs giving us a call for a free DVD, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state.
Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, here it is again. I'll give you what I'll ask you on air. Is it proper English, plopper?
Why not, plopper?
I'm trying to teach people something here, and I'm saying plopper. Is it proper English, folks, to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white? If you can answer the question, I'll give you a free DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Tell me, is it proper English to say egg yolks is white or egg yolks are white?
Article 4, Section 4 guarantees to every state in this union a Republican form of government. And so what that essentially means is we have elected representatives. This is the confusion that comes in, is people think that because we elect our representatives, we're a democracy. No. We don't elect laws by popular vote. We elect representatives who then directly or indirectly represent us in policymaking and things like that. So that's where the confusion comes in. Our democracy, our democratic form, only has to do with when we vote for our representatives. It has nothing to do with law. That's the importance. What is the emphasis of our government? It is law. What is that law? It's found in the Constitution. The government cannot go outside of those bounds. There's a mixed
They're held with chains of the Constitution
right.
as well, as Thomas Jefferson said. Listen to what John Adams said of a democracy, Jake. He said, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide.
Yeah. You know what's strange, too? And that is exactly the truth. Suicide is exactly what they'll create. You notice that a lot of of folks that are liberals or whatever you want to call it, yeah. And they're mainly in the Democratic Party right now, although there's a few Republican sympathizers. They always stand to, you know, they always claim to stand up for those that are victims of injustice or social injustice and how much they really care. And they're always the one touting the democracy horn the loudest.
Yeah.
Now, the question is how does democracy benefit a minority?
Yeah.
Most people don't think that far. But yet these, what do you want to call them? I suppose I need to look up the definition, but I'm sure moronic falls in line with this type of thinking. They're literally saying to those that they supposedly represent.
Idiotic
is great. I like that
stupid.
One. Stupid.
Dude, when you go down that lane, I can give you definitions.
It's right there, baby. So at this point, you've got a person claiming to stand up for minorities and telling the minorities that we need to be a democracy. That is stupid. It's like saying to a man who has a gun and is able to protect himself, hey, give me that gun. Give me your only power that you have to protect yourself, and then just trust me.
That's right.
Trust the liberal, the Democrat, whatever they are, whatever the politician, just trust me. I'll look out for you. We need a democracy so we can change laws. But the minority is always protected under a republic.
As they're giving up their right for the privilege from the state, and what is that? That's the argument of tyrants right there, mm-hmm. because they want absolute control. John Quincy Adams, John Adams' son, said, "The experience of all former ages had shown that of all human governments, democracy was the most unstable, fluctuating, and short-lived."
Yep. Because a mob can change the rules at any particular time. The way that our government is set up right now, you can't just go and change how things are in our country. You can't shift them. Obamacare, unconstitutional abomination.
Yeah,
it wasn't even done correctly. That was not according to the principles of our Constitution nor the republic that we have in the state. You see what kind of a disaster that is. The courts are even spitting it out, which is pretty crazy because normally the courts don't. They embrace this unconstitutional nonsense. But even right now, they know that Obama went across the line, and Pelosi and the majority speaker in the Senate, they've all crossed that line, and they've done exactly what you're talking about.
They're outside of the constitutional boundary.
And as a result, it will commit suicide because there's too many takers right now.
Yep.
And then all you're doing is creating a system of more takers. Well, who's going to give at the end of this? It will commit suicide. It will literally kill itself.
Just a little side note. You asked about the word moronic.
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 Yeah.
Okay. There's no word in Webster's 1828 even to line up with moron.
Ooh.
Probably because there wasn't a whole lot of morons back in the day. They all understood the price that was paid for the ratification and the establishment of a republic.
That's right.
Let's go back to Noah Webster, one of our signers. He said, "In democracy, there are commonly tumults and disorders. Therefore, a pure democracy is generally a very bad government. It is often the most tyrannical governments on earth."
Yep, because you have few ruling over many, which is exactly what a democracy is. The people, folks, even when you have minorities, that are out there needing to be protected, it's like Andrew Jackson said, who said that the government, the Bible is the foundation of our republic. He says there's no necessary evils in government. This is how government is supposed to be. So picture with me that our government today is like this. It may be a difficult stretch, but this is what it's supposed to be. If evil exists, it only exists in its abuses. Generally, when a government gets outside of its constitutional parameters, outside of the Constitution, that's when you start to experience evils. You experience them only by when the government abuses its jurisdiction. If it would confine itself to equal protection, which is what law does, who does law protect? Lawbreakers? No. It persecutes them, and it does it speedily. Mm-hmm. The sword is not bore in vain, as it says in Romans 13. It will only persecute those that are outside of the parameters of law, but it equally protects everybody. If a referee in a basketball game, this is another great analogy, mm-hmm. if a referee in a basketball game, he gets a rule book. The ref did not make the rules, did not create them. He is just in charge to enforce those rules.
Right, and that's what the Democrats don't want as a referee, so they can hold their team accountable to the rules of the game.
They don't want it. So what happens is now the referee starts to play dirty. He wants to do a democracy. The other team has more money than, let's just say, the A team has more money than the B team. The A team starts paying the ref and saying, "Why don't you change the rules a little bit, but only tell us about them."
Yeah.
Don't give the B team a time to react, a time to study, and a time to understand and know what law is. So the referee starts calling fouls on the B team. And the B team says, wait a minute, where are these fouls from? Where's the? This is an arbitrary standard. It's not even, how do I go and study this to know how to play the game? That's what's happening in America when you're confused. Oh, well, it's just all too confusing to me. I don't care about politics.
Right.
You've already been lied. The government is not operating the way that it should.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that. You can always tell where a crooked stick is by laying a straight one next to it. The straight one will always show the deviation of the crooked one. And it's interesting that even what we have seen over the last 3 years with this administration is anytime you bring up the constitutional, I mean, the slander, the threats, just the defamation, just the demonization of the left towards the right for even inciting the Constitution of the United States. That should tell you something, folks.
They say it's a political agenda to cite the what?
Or, what about the goof that said, you know, the Constitution's 100 years old? It's like, dude, where are you from? Who told you that? That's what, duh.
Yeah.
It's like 235 years old. If I did the math right now, I could figure it out, but that's pretty close. Where the heck are you at, dude? Mm-hmm. They no more know the Constitution of the United States than a criminal does the law.
Yeah, nor does
they don't want the law because the law will show their deviations.
What they do want is they want to be able to exploit the law. So if they do study the law, it's only to exploit it. And that's going back to democracy. We learn what the people will buy. We learn the catchphrases the people like. We'll quote a founding father, yet we disregard every principle that they stand for.
That's right.
But we quote them because that's what you want, and then we shift the standard again.
And guess what they're teaching your kids in public school back to the assembly?
Yep.
That very thing that you're talking about right now. They want to dummy down the kids so they're not held accountable later on. What did Abraham Lincoln rightly say? He said, whatever's being taught
the policy of one generation will be in the classroom.
Will be the next in the next generation.
The policy of the government in the next generation.
That's exactly right. And what do they want to do? They're doing this right under your noses, folks. Mm-hmm. We're exemplifying and doing an exposition right now on a republic versus democracy. It's a part of my high school assembly. Listen to what Charles Carroll said, the signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, without morals, this is number one, folks.
Right.
This is the anchor of the soul. Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure and which ensures the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security of the duration of free governments.
That's right.
That's why we tell people, listen, gay marriage, what does it do? It upends your constitution because it's immorality.
Yep.
Folks, who said so? God did.
Yep.
I don't care what people say as a democracy. I care about what God said with our republic because those are the laws and the standard in which we're to live by.
That's right. And if you look at what law promotes morality, which Mr. Carroll is talking about there. He's a declarational signer.
No, he's a declarationer signer.
Declarationer?
He's a declarationer.
Hey,
I'm going to see if that word is there.
It's right next to moronic, right? Moronic talk show.
Oh, don't step in it, dog.
So you've got a declarational...
Did I say that again?
Declarational?
Yeah. Dude, here, just let's do
declarational?
This.
Declarational?
Let's put a pin in it. All right.
Let's do that.
And we'll visit that later on. How does that sound?
So we have a signer of the Declaration? That's much better.
There you go.
He understood what morality is. He understood the essence of our republic. It will only last in morality. Law promotes morality. But here's the trick. Is if you don't have people that are moral administering the law, then they twist the law and use it against itself.
Yep.
And that's called legal
plunder. By the
way, you see examples
Republicans do it all the time.
That's
they hold the truth and unrighteousness. They say one thing, but look behind the curtain, then you'll see their personal life isn't so personal.
And this is what gets to the importance of virtue. John Adams even discussed this when he said that if the people are not virtuous in America, if we cannot promote virtue in our society, we're merely exchanging tyrants and tyrannies. Here's what happens. Republicans oftentimes will call out, for example, and I'm using the class war here, Republicans will call out Democrats for what they're doing wrong that's socially, you know, edible. People are loving it. They're eating it up. But what they won't ever call out is the enormous amounts of power that Democrats grasp for. Because what the Republicans want is they want two more years, and then they want their hands on that same power. So it's never the principle that they go to.
That's why the agenda always rolls forward.
That's right.
Yeah. So, folks, if you want to know why it never goes forward, the right way, it's because you have people on the right side doing the wrong thing when they should be doing the right thing, which is right now.
And this goes to, that's exactly right, this goes back to that theory, the Hegelian dialectic, which we talked about, I think it was last week, where you have the thesis, you have the antithesis, and you have the synthesis. And what happens in a society is we have a thesis that's a fixed standard, but through democracy, we try to debate against that, then we create a compromise, and we have a new synthesis, which in turn becomes the new thesis. So now you've got a whole other set of rules that one generation didn't even realize what the past set of rules was.
It's interesting that today a guy was talking about, I don't know if you're a Democrat or a Republican, I said I'm neither, like Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. I'm not a Christocrat, I'm not an independent, and I'm not a Republican. He said I'm a Christocrat.
That's right.
You got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Perucca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to give you one more chance. We got one more segment left. I'm asking you the question, is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white? If you have the answer, give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Back to what we've been talking about from the high school assembly here, a republic versus democracy. James Madison, again, the father of our Constitution, says we may define a republic to be a government which derives all of its powers directly or indirectly from the great body of the people and is administered by persons holding their offices during pleasure for a limited period or during good behavior. It is good essential. Let's rewind a little bit. Or during good behavior. Not 10 lies and a bell goes off. You lie once, you're gone. I go on. It is essential to such government that it be derived from that great body of this society, not from an inconsiderable proportion of a favored class of it, otherwise a handful of tyrannical nobles exercising their oppressions by a delegation of their powers might aspire to the rank of Republicans and claim for their government the honorable title of a republic.
You know, I've got an example, too, of what would not be tolerated in a republic, and you can find this at Sons of Liberty Media, which is at the SOL Media on the Sons of Liberty radio page. This particular instance, a Muslim on death row, he's an inmate, and he's suing the state over a lack of halal meals in prison. He is a criminal. He has went outside of the protection of law. That's why it's called outlaw. The law no longer protects you. You're outside of the protection of law. In a democracy, though, this can happen. This prison inmate can say that he's not getting enough of the right type of meals. He said, is it important for me that I follow the requirements of my faith as I approach death? No, Mr. Confused Individual Criminal. It is important for you to follow the requirements of faith before you get yourself thrown into stinking jail and then whine about the meals they give you.
Yeah, you're starting to see this on a nationwide level where you're seeing Muslims kicking up against our Republican form of government.
Yep. This is, and then guess what happens? Then another person, Cornelius Causey, serving 15 years to life for murder and aggravated robbery, the other guy was in for murder, convictions out of Hamilton Court, jumps on the bandwagon with him. Now, the concept is here is that law protects those that are innocent, not those that are guilty. But in a democracy, if you can convince enough, what was the word you used before?
Idiots? Moronics?
Idiots?
Whatever
morons,
you said. Fools?
Fools, if you can convince enough of them,
ignoramuses,
and you can put it up for a vote, now all of a sudden you can change what
nerds,
law is.
Theologists,
that's right, because we have another example.
Ecclesiologists.
We have another example of a leftist Christian leader, Jim Wallace.
Isn't it amazing how these people just love their titles?
They love it.
They love it. They love to be called something, don't they?
They're talking about all those that are protesting at Wall Street against the bad capitalists. Now, there is a mix. We need to keep capitalists accountable to the Bible. There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
Christ reproved the rich.
Yes.
He warned the rich constantly.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. But this wacko doesn't care about law or God's principles. When they stand with the poor, they stand with Jesus. So we need to plunder the rich to give to the poor.
Let's
wrong poor, buddy.
That's right. Poor is being destitute of the righteousness of Jesus
that's
Christ.
Right.
It has nothing to do with
nothing.
You being broke.
Not if you got a little sign and you're begging on the side of a street corner. That don't make you poor. Jesus doesn't look at you and say, oh, that poor man.
Yeah, that's making $400 to $600 with a sign because he doesn't want to work.
Poor guy.
That's a different topic.
When they stand with the hungry. But this is how you have, just what you said, you have theological people that think about democracy. You have law-breaking criminals like Muslims in prison demanding their rights even though they forfeited them. All these people come into one lump. It's called democracy, and it's based on emotion, principle.
I want to give you a quote from Alexander Hamilton, Federalist Papers. He said, we are a republican form of government. Real liberty is never found in despotism or in the extremes of democracy.
That's right.
It has been observed that a pure democracy, if it were practicable, would be the most perfect government. Experience has proved that no position is more false than this. The ancient democracies in which the people themselves deliberated never possessed one good feature of government. Their very character was tyranny, their figure deformity.
Yep.
Now, I want to interject the phone call that we just had a couple minutes ago asking who's the one that gave the first form of Republican government.
Yep, and the first one, if you go to the book of Exodus, you can see that type of, first of all, what was the
1820, by the
what
way.
What was the form of government that Pharaoh was? He was a dictatorship. And once in a while, the people would comment. So there was a little bit of a democracy going on there. But Pharaoh was a dictator. He claimed that he was God. He brought the children of Israel out of that bondage, knowing that that was bondage. That doesn't work. And he set up a system. This is what it says in Scripture. Moreover, thou shalt provide. This is Moses being commanded by God, and he's commanding the people. Some people say, well, Moses was a dictator. No, he wasn't. He was held captive to Exodus 20 when God delivered the law to him.
He didn't want the job, folks. He wasn't fighting for it.
That's exactly right. Just like George Washington, when he stepped down after two terms, he could have spent the rest of his life, and he could have even, probably, because he had the ability to do it and the love and the admiration of his country to do it, he could have created a monarchy out of his title, but he didn't want that.
George Washington is an extraordinary man, John.
Extraordinary man. Extraordinary.
Said Abigail Adams.
Moreover, thou shalt provide out of the people able men, such as fear God. Now,
fear God.
Talking about you, and that's right, setting the standard. Do we want somebody who fears God, who he knows, sees, who's accountable to his maker, who sees all things? Or somebody who doesn't fear God? How in the world is he going to fear you? He'll make you subservient to him and his authority. So God makes that a number one prerequisite. Men of truth.
Interesting point, a natural analogy. When a government honors and magnifies the laws in which our veterans died to ratify and to magnify, that government deserves our fear.
Yes.
Because it's just.
Mm-hmm. Romans 13.
Yes.
Fear that man.
Yep.
Because he brings judgment upon wicked doers.
Yep.
But not the other way around. Men of truth, God says, hating covetousness. They're not looking for bribes. They're not there for what they can get. They're there for service. Just as Moses. They didn't choose it. God chose them. They're doing this as a sacrifice unto God. Keep going. And place such over them to be rulers of, here's the Republican form of government, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens. There you have your federal, you have your state, you have your county, and you have your local government. God set it up. And then you skip over to Isaiah 33, where the Lord says, for the Lord is our judge. And he talks about the three different, this is Montesquieu again, the three branches of government, taking that power and dividing it and putting checks and balances on all of it, and separation of powers as well. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. The Lord gave us Exodus 20, which was the law. We were not to delineate from that law. There's your republic right there.
Yeah.
So every judge is accountable to that law. Every lawmaker is accountable to that law. And every king is accountable to that law. However you slice it or dice it, law rules.
And it's not their job to legislate or to be an activist.
That's right. Or say, you know, Moses goes out and takes a vote in the people. Well, what do you think about what God said? I think we need to change number 6 to number 7. Because this adultery thing is kind of fun. And, you know, most of us that claim to be conservatives have been married about 6 or 7 times. And, you know, we'd look pretty stupid and hypocritical to the American people if we all of a sudden exalted that law. So let's just change that one. Forget about it.
Really?
Let's talk about jobs.
Let's lower that law so it dims the light by which we're guilty before the people.
That's right. And hence it will dim the protection of the people. Law protects you, folks. The only people that hate law are those that are guilty of breaking it. Law is a
That's
protection
right.
to those liberties that God gave. And if God didn't give them, then who did, folks? Man. And if man gave them, you're in trouble.
Do you remember when you were a kid and you were partying and you were doing the things that you knew that you shouldn't have did? And all of a sudden the cops came and what would everybody do? They'd cry pig.
Yeah.
Or the fuzz. That's what I guess they used to say in the 70s.
The fuzz?
The fuzz.
70s. I wonder why they call it the fuzz.
Hit me in the sky, baby. it's funny. But let me ask you something, folks. Were the cops the bad guys or the ones breaking the laws the bad guys? Because we even knew as kids, wait a second, they're doing nothing wrong but doing their job because they love their country.
Yep.
And we knew what we were doing was contrary to that law. And actually what we were doing is we were taking away from the liberties that people
That's
were...
Right.
Yeah.
And if we want peace, we get on the side of the law. It's not the other way around. We don't change the law so that we can have peace. We get on the side of the law, we will have peace. And you have to have a standard to measure that law by, because just like that referee who thinks he can change the rules, there's no standard to hold him accountable.
No.
God did not give us that system, nor did our founders. We have a fixed standard where we can hold all men accountable, leaders and non-leaders.
And what happens during a game, Jake, if a referee makes a bad call?
Oh, he hears it.
Okay, folks,
People
that's what we're
know.
Doing on the radio right now, saying there's a lot of bad calls. Let's straighten the mess out.
That's right. Get the playbook.
Listen to this one. Zephaniah Swift, author of America's First Legal Text. He's the only guy in my documentary, by the way, that I could not find his picture. So we had
to
create one. What was his mom's problem?
I don't know.
Gee whiz. It may generally be remarked that the more a government resembles a pure democracy, the more they abound with disorder and confusion.
Yep.
Again, folks, let's ask you the question, what are you seeing today? What is the fruit of it? Folks, tomorrow we're going to talk about the media. It's one of my favorite topics. Listen to what Waldo Emerson rightly said. He said, democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors. We're going to continually talk about my high school assemblies. We're going to do another exposition, and hopefully we'll bring this on next week and the week after that. But it's great stuff. And for those that want to think and you don't want to stink, give us a call tomorrow at 1-877-807-9977. We love you by what we do. America, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
And we are the sun. Yeah.